Hi there, welcome to Lesson 1, Finding Your Spirit and Remembering Who You Are. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for signing up and deciding to take my new course, Back to Basics. For a few years now, I've continually heard the message from Spirit, we have to go back in order to go forward. I think that we just got so far advanced technology-wise and we just left so many things from the past that we thought, you know, it wasn't good. It wasn't good how we were raised. It wasn't good how they did things. You know, I compared it when I was giving my husband this example. I said, there's a lot of beautiful, amazing homes that have asbestos in them. And instead of demoing the entire home, they're going in and they're taking out the asbestos, which makes sense to me because, my gosh, how would you ever go in and rebuild that entire house? And unfortunately, I think that what a lot of us did, especially those that came from traumatic backgrounds and generational trauma, is that we threw out the entire house. We just demoed it instead of seeing, oh, where are there things? And I'm not talking just about as individuals. I'm also talking about as a world, as a nation, as a collective group of people living on Earth. We're constantly trying to move forward and to do better and to strive. I mean, it's crazy to me that, you know, a can opener seemed too hard for us, so we had to go buy electric ones because it felt like it was just too hard to, like, turn the can opener. I don't know. I mean, I understand advancing in technology, but sometimes I think that we've advanced so far that we've advanced ourselves out of who we are. And that's exactly what this course is for you. It's about finding your spirit, and it's about remembering who you are. You know, you're going to spend a lifelong process because you're going to change. And I can tell you, myself and my assistant Tamara were talking about this recently, that, you know, we see memories come up on Facebook and we're not the same people we were 9 or 10 years ago. How much we've grown, how much more we appreciate, how much more we've just expanded everything spiritually, mentally, physically. But that doesn't mean that right now, in the process where you're at right now, you can't discover this person. And though that might change as you go through the years and as you find new things you like and things that you don't like, it's about being present and being connected to who you are right now. Finding your spirit and remembering how to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. It is a lifelong process, but it's a daily practice that I hope I'm going to be able to encourage you and give you some insight into. Your core values, your belief, your identity, and who you are spiritually, mentally, and emotionally is really important. The first thing is finding your spirit, and I think that I always resonate with nature, which you can hear. I'm outside on my ranch as I'm recording this. You can hear background noises. I spend as much time outside in nature as I possibly can. I just crave to be outside and to be in nature. I've heard people call it before forest bathing. I think I definitely must be a forest bather because there's nothing better to me than being outside in nature. And how I find my spirit each time I feel like I've ever lost myself or I've become discombobulated from who I am is really about reconnecting with nature and going back to basics. So the first thing that I would have you do, or I would say to anyone who feels like they're a bit lost, is to actually maybe purposely go and get lost, you know, climb a mountain and follow a path that you've never been down before and take a drive down some back roads to see some things that you've never seen before. Because finding your spirit will happen in the stillness of meditative moments and probably in the places that you least expected them to be. Even though figuring out who you are at times may feel complicated or difficult, I promise you that it really truly is a lot simpler than what it sounds. I think that sometimes we overthink things and we build things up to be bigger than what they are because we're fear starting something. I know for sure me, I absolutely did that. I, you know, was terrified of coming out of the closet as a medium or a psychic, and I just, you know, sort of thought, oh, this is so much bigger than me and so much bigger than where I am or who I am or how I can be. The first thing is to challenge yourself. Just like I said, go get lost so you can get found and stretch yourself. Whether you possess a strong sense of self, You'll find that you benefit from challenging yourself into new settings or activities and doing new things. Hiking, learning a new hobby, learning a new language, going to a new country. If you do the same things over and over again and you don't steer away from them, then you may not fully understand yourself because you've never put yourself into situations that you actually know whether you like them or not. So it's really important for you to think outside the box and challenge and stretch yourself to be outside the box. The other thing is to be practicing mindfulness. So the past and the future can help you gain perspective on where you came from and where you need to be, but you also need to focus on the present, and being mindful can help you focus on the right now. So whether you enjoy a guided meditation, whether you enjoy just sitting outside in nature, there's all kinds of different meditations. You know, going on a walk is a meditation. Going swimming by yourself is a meditation. You just have to take the time to breathe and tune out distractions that come with your daily life. And you just have to be focused on being in the moment. And that's why sometimes when people go on vacations, they say, oh, I feel so much more relaxed. Even though the vacation may be hectic and you might be doing hard physical activities and riding bikes and climbing mountains, you feel more relaxed because you're in the moment. You're not worrying about your bills or your finances. You're just really present on where you are. Also, to find yourself and to reconnect spiritually, you need to seek community and guidance. The self exists in context to others. So whether you need help finding a sense of self or feel secure as you are, and your families and your friends, and you know, you could have a counselor, you could have a guide or someone who's with you now in your life that is there to help you. You really exist because of the context of other people around you and enriching your life just the same way that you're enriching theirs. And so it's really important to seek guidance when you need help and to ask people, what do you think? Especially people that you trust. Remember, you're not going to the barber and asking them for help on how to fix your knee. If there's something going on in your life where you feel like, you know what, was I good at basketball? Do I enjoy doing these things? I think it's really important to go self-reflect, which is where I'm going next. Self-reflection. Whether you want to write out your life story in point form or long form, you have to account the values and your goals of your entire life. What's always been important to you? Your development in childhood and youth has impacted you, but also your development in past and previous lives. Again, that's where meditation comes in, and by going into a meditative state and asking your guides and angels to bring forward things from your past that you may not be remembering for some reason, that you may have filtered out from a past life, that's so important for you to do that because you have to understand your past and how it shaped who you are today. And sometimes we get so on autopilot that we forget who we are, what we enjoy. Oh yeah, I do like coloring. Oh yeah, I actually love making pasta. Oh, I love gardening. I just don't make the time for it. It's about finding the things you love, enjoying them, and doing them on a daily basis so that you can pull the entire aspect of your personality and who you are together. And the final thing I want to talk about is solitude and spending time alone. I am so guilty of this. I didn't spend time alone. I didn't spend time in solitude. I really struggled because I constantly felt like I needed to be 24/7 with my family, with my children. I really truly was always seeking this sense of approval, if you will, and just always wanting everyone around me to be taken care of, everyone around me to be looked after, everyone around me's needs needed to be met. And I truly wasn't taking care of my own needs. I was so busy continuing to take care of my children, my staff, my clients. I just wasn't taking care of me. And I think it's so important that we find solitude, that we have solitude, and that we learn how to take care of ourselves, that we learn how to love ourselves even when we're alone. I was afraid of being alone, and that memory actually comes from being left alone in a vehicle as a young girl. I had to go back through meditation to figure out why I have this fear of being alone. And I used to think it's because I always needed to be in a relationship, until I learned that the truth was alone for me as a child meant that maybe I was going to die and no one was going to be there to save me. So figuring out if you don't like to be alone, why? But there's a flip side to that, because I've met some people and all they want to do is be alone. So you have to ask yourself, am I okay to be alone, or do I need to be with people all the time, or do I always want to be alone? In which case, am I missing some enrichment in my life from being with other people and not having that in my life? Spiritually, I think that's the easy part. I think that finding your spirit has a lot to do with remembering who you are and discovering that you are a being of light, and that every single thing comes from a place of love and light. Every single thing. Mentally, emotionally, physically, you are not your brain. You are not your emotions. You are not those things. You are nothing but pure divine light and love. And that light and love actually loves everybody. You may have forgotten that a little bit, but the truth is you do love everybody. And you're here to learn life lessons. So how people make you feel and the things that you experience as you go through life, they can be hard and difficult and daunting at times. But when you get to the other side, I promise you'll be grateful for every single one of them. I hope I've given you some great tips to go back to remember who you are, but I hope that you'll also take the time, whether it's Buddhism, whether it's Catholic, whether it's Christianity, whether it's spirituality, no matter what it is, I hope that you'll take the time to find your path to your spirit and your path to your higher power through meditation, through prayer, through nature, through being still, and through communing with others. All of those things will bring you back to the basics. You know, and the next time you take out your electric can opener, I just want to remind you it's like four turns. And I think it's important for us to go back and maybe go back to basics. Maybe it's about making soup instead of buying it from a can. Maybe it's about eating more fruits and vegetables. Maybe it's about taking a walk after dinner with your family. Maybe it's about giving gifts that are handmade. Maybe it's about so many other things than what we originally thought it was. And the final thing I want to say is maybe it's less time online and more time in life. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.